So what are the two things that are eternal according to the Word of God? Well, I think you know one of them right off, and it is the very Word of God itself, the Bible. Scripture says repeatedly that heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word, God says, will never pass away. God's Word is eternal. But you know what else is eternal? The souls of people, men, women, boys, and girls, just like you and just like me. While these bodies and the things that go with this life are not eternal, but are temporary, understand there is a part of us that is eternal, and it has to do with our souls. The real us, the part of us that oftentimes we neglect while we give so much attention and so much time to the physical.
What are you investing in? What is important to you? One of the things that COVID-19 has given us is plenty of time to think. God's Word makes it clear that His Word and the souls of men are where we need to invest our time and energy. Welcome to The Compass, a podcast of the teaching ministry here at Calvary Baptist Church of Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm your host, Dan Carson, pastor of Family Ministries here at Calvary. We're thrilled that you've chosen to find us online. As you listen, you may have questions about the Word or about our ministry here in Fayetteville. Let me encourage you to send those questions to info@calvaryfayetteville.com, and a member of our staff will get back with you as quickly as we can. Today, we're sharing the message from our online service from April 19th, 2020. If you're looking for a church to worship with, let me encourage you to find our Facebook group, Life@CalFay, and request to join. Our Sunday worship begins at 10:30 a.m. We're also providing Sunday school lessons for our people that release on Sundays as well, one for the adults and one for children. Now, on today's podcast, Pastor Kirk shares a continuation of our study in the Gospel according to Mark with a message entitled "The Sower, the Seed, and the Soil" from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Let's listen together.
Well, I want to talk to you about the sower, the seed, and the soil. But before we get into that, I want to ask you a question. According to the Bible, from what I read, there are only two things that we know and experience now in this life. There are only two things that are eternal, that will last forever, that will never come to an end. Do you know what those two things are? Well, before I mention them to you, maybe it's important for you and me to acknowledge some things that oftentimes are very important to us, possibly even too important, but are not eternal. They will not outlast this life as we know it. You know, to begin with, our very physical lives are not eternal. These bodies are, from the very moment of birth, they begin to move towards the inevitable death that has been appointed to all of us. So our physical lives, these bodies, are not eternal as we know them. Not only that, but things pertaining to our lives. For instance, how about your job or your career? Well, we're finding out that some of those things are not only not eternal, but in this time of real difficulty, we find that they're not even always very secure. Our jobs, our careers, sometimes that which we devote the very best of our lives to, it's not eternal. It's going to come to an end. What about our money or our possessions, those things we accumulate and gather in life, and oftentimes even take security from the abundance of those things? Well, Jesus taught the rich man that his life didn't consist in the abundance of the things that he possessed. And we know that when it comes time to die, to leave this life, our money and our possessions will all be left here. As one person has said, and many others have repeated, you'll never see a hearse headed for the cemetery pulling a U-Haul behind it. Our money and our possessions are temporary. Well, guess what? Even your home and your family, as you know it right now, is temporary. It's of vital importance, but it's for this life. It is not something that will carry over to the next life as we know it here. Well, I'm glad to say today that your suffering is not eternal, that it is in this life. And you can know that if you are suffering from some kind of emotional or physical loss or pain, that it is not going to go to heaven with you. But understand also